We are seeing here in this passage from our Lord, from the Gospel, a lot of about construction. We must lay a good foundation first, which it's perfectly logical. It makes sense to us. All of what we've just heard here makes perfect sense, and it's easy to understand. But here our Lord says we must lay a good, strong, solid foundation first, which we understand. In order to build a proper building, it must have a good, solid foundation. Otherwise, it will collapse. What is that foundation that our Lord is speaking of? And I think if we understand what that foundation is, then we'll understand what St. Paul is saying in the first reading as well. That foundation is faith. Here we are speaking not so much, I'll use example here, but of a physical construction, actual construction of a building, but we are talking about a spiritual construction. Go back to what we heard in the first reading from St. Paul. What is it that will tell us what the spiritual construction is? The mystical body of Christ. The church. And what is that foundation? It's that faith in Christ. That every promise he made is true. And that it is through that church, which is found, whose foundation is Christ himself, that we will gain our salvation. It is that faith in him. There is the foundation. And upon which we then are all the building stones. And that's what Paul is referring to when he says, when he speaks of us being so many different members, but all one body, the mystical body of Christ. That is what we are building up. That is the spiritual construction. So that foundation is the faith. And if we have that faith, it doesn't make any difference what difficulties, what trials. There's the storm that comes upon us. We will withstand it. Because what did our Lord promise when he told Peter, when he gave him the name Peter, rock. And upon this rock I will build my church. What did he say? The gates of hell will not prevail against it. It is a solid foundation. We must dig into it. And with that foundation, we will wither any trial, any difficulty. It may mean, well, it will mean great sacrifice, and that's another key point, particularly St. Paul is making. It will mean sacrifice. It will mean suffering. Look at the lives of the saints. We're going to look at one in particular today. Look at the lives of the saints. In order to accomplish what they accomplished, in order to be the example they are as saints, it required great suffering. It requires always two things. One, deep prayer, because it requires a relationship with God. Deep prayer. And two, intense suffering. Now we look at that, we get repulsed. We think, whoa, that seems scary. We want to pull back. But no, we're being told we must embrace it. If we wish to accomplish what we need to accomplish, and above all, that's our salvation, we must embrace it. Now, who is that saint we're going to look at? Well, it's St. John Chrysostom, whom we celebrate today. He had to undergo, he did all of that. And that's how he accomplished what he accomplished. He lived in the latter half of the 4th century. He became bishop of, actually he was a monk first. He lived the ascetic life. Then he became bishop of Constantinople. What is present day Istanbul. He became bishop of Constantinople and served during a time when there were heresies uprising. He fought against them, for which he was exiled twice by the imperial court, but continued always to preach and teach in a wonderful way that was easy to understand. And he brought many converts, much faith to the people he served, a deep faith. And he withstood the trials of the heresies that came up, that which he fought. And thus, because of the eloquence of his teaching and preaching, he became known as Chrysostom, Golden Mouth. And it was thus that he became the doctor of the church that he is today, for what he contributed. But it required, all throughout, deep prayer, intense suffering. Deep prayer in order to build that relationship with God, and it is God who is working through us then, you see, and intense suffering to make that sacrifice of the self, of self. That's why Paul is warning against idolatry, anything that is self-satisfaction only. No, everything must be geared towards giving back to God, our love for him. So intense sacrifice to give up a self. Then we will accomplish what we are given to accomplish. And I repeat, ultimately, what is that? Our very salvation, our call to holiness, to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Praised be Jesus and Mary.